For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Joining me, there he is, everyone's favorite sleepy Jew, Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
Ari, why'd you have face paint on with Luis Gomez the other day?
I was at a music festival.
Oh, what kind of music festival? Where guys like blow each other? That kind of music festival?
Similar. Mostly they just listen to music.
And then blow each other?
Such.
Oh, that kind.
That's right. What is the name of the festival?
Blowjob in the Back.
Blowjob in the Back? That's a great festival.
Yeah.
Who's playing there? Yeah. Elton John?
I'm sorry, it was the Blowjob in the Back Festival.
Okay, thank you. Also joining me is always Dapper.
I'm Dapper today, guys.
Jason Tebow.
Hey, everybody. 75 minutes to get from Santa Monica to Burbank.
I would just take Southwest.
It probably would have been... I mean, holy shit. No wonder Nanny's never here.
Yeah.
That's why. She's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Other studio, here all the time.
Yeah.
First one here. Now and, she's like, ugh. Let me...
And Johnny, everybody. Johnny, when's the website coming out? 2 weeks.
It's close.
2 weeks.
It really is
bullshit.
Close.
Bullshit.
This is like a...
I'll send you a link, Ari.
Ari, we got links, motherfucker.
How about just finish the fucking website, idiot?
Ari, what's this look we're going for right now?
It's racist.
You look like you're a community activist. This is your look.
Now, like right before,
can graduate.
1:12, 1. So what is it, 2 o'clock there? A little after 2? At like 1:55, do you just take all your clothes off and open up your computer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you with a shirt on in the last 7 shows.
Ari
literally in studio.
Ari's the only one who, besides porn stars, who come to work with take their clothes off.
Yep. Well, my question is, Ari, have you had clothes on today yet?
Yes.
Okay,
so that is exactly what you do. You take your clothes off right before the pod starts.
And it's time for everybody's favorite segment on the show. Ari, bring out the chick you're fucking! Bring her out!
None today.
Nothing?
I was too fucking worn out, man. I fucking tied somebody up for 2 days.
Oh, you tied her up?
Well, what is she going to get away otherwise, man?
Oh, so what do? You tie her up and you just leave her there, come back?
Yeah, when I go do errands, then I come back and I'm like, and then I just fucking face fuck her for a while, let her know that I'm back, and then...
Classic Mike Favorman move.
Yeah.
So that's your thing. You like to tie girls up and face fuck them while you run errands.
It's one of my things.
Every time I see Favorman, I'm like, hey, where's your wife? She's in a fucking cage. I'm like, okay, all right. She knows her place. Get in your cage.
Hey, Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be September 13th in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Oh, you're coming out to L.A.?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some press. I guess I'll be in studio on the 12th.
You're doing for your Netflix thing or what?
Yeah, doing press for my Netflix thing.
Cool.
Double Negative. But I'll be at the Comedy Store September 13th for an Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show.
Yes.
Can you put me and Sam on that one, you dumb fuck?
How many seasons of that?
I'll put you on the list for half price tickets.
You know, Ari, you should make this show only white guys.
Sorry, the half price tickets are all gone. You guys can get 2 for 1s, though.
Oh, fuck that. Ari, make it. You should do the anti-diversity
show, where
it's just 40-year-old white men.
It'll be all white?
Yeah, all white. Let's do the all white show.
Guys, it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right because it's going to be all white.
You should change your name to the White Power Hour.
I like the White Power Hour.
What about changing the Unnamed Storyteller show to the White Power Hour? And it's no black people, no women, no anybody. It is just straight up. Even Jews are dicey.
Well, then.
I like it. I mean, I'll go with it.
All right. We're just spitballing at this point.
I love every idea. Yeah. Sometimes you throw spaghetti at the wall. Sometimes it sticks.
Guys.
What?
August 24th through the 26th, I'm at the Philly Punchline. That's right. Philadelphia, I'm coming to rock. Come out.
Oh, when?
Yeah, August 24th through the 26th.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then we have a Comedy Chaos in the main room on the 28th. So come on, rock. Tebow, where are you going to be?
Guys, I'm trying to raise enough money because I want to start a comedy festival. And I think this is a great idea. I want to start a comedy festival at the International Space Station.
I just want
to raise enough money to get 400 comics to and from and in the audience as well. So it's going to be a lot. So if we can get our Patreon up to 7,000 people, we can at least get one comic there.
Can we do one show up there, Homeboys in Outer Space?
Like I love that. That'll be one of the shows.
You guys remember that TV show that was like,
yeah.
I just want to be there for the pitch.
We can do one for pigs in space. We can do a pigs in space. Be a bunch of, you know, heavier people or
just like
less
chicks
attractive.
Who like it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I got that. I'm going to be on the sucking side of Glory Hole at the La Brea Burger King at 8 p.m. every day for the rest of the year. Then I'm, let's see. Oh, I'm at Sticky Taint for their Dine and Dash night, and I hope people stick around for the comedy show that's after dinner. Then I'm at Thirsty Turds, I'm at Bird Floozies, and I'm going to be headlining Night of a Thousand Bachelorette Parties. That ought to be good.
Yeah,
check all that out.
I feel like Glory Holes have, you know, they're not around anymore.
I'm trying to bring them back one hole at a time.
Well, I think that's great. Tebow, you know, you got to have a passion.
And if there's any passion I have, it's for putting my mouth over a hole where there's a dick coming through it on the other side from a stranger.
I think you got it wrong. Yeah, Homeboys in Outer Space.
I can't believe that's a real thing.
That was a show. I would love to be in on some of these pitches when they're like, okay, we take these two black guys. They're from the hood.
There's another horrible one. This one, I think it's NBC. Maybe
what's
it's
it
like
called?
The rapper gets, the rapper's the mayor or something. And a local rapper becomes the mayor. It looks so stupid.
And you know how many people have the green light?
Network television. Oh, it had to go through we know how that, 1,000 loops.
Yeah.
To get, and everyone's like, you know what? I love this, you know.
Hold on. He's a rapper, but he's the mayor.
Oh, that's
can you run the city? Can you run the city?
Can you
know
run what? A city?
And with everything going on with Trump right now, that's a hot topic.
You thought running a record label was hard. Try Compton.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is this it? The mayor? Is that the...
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
The mayor,
of course.
No, that's not it.
No, I think it's called The Mayor.
It says TV series, dude.
ABC,
2017,
yep.
That was it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
right
new?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was another shitty 90s.
Oh, no. This is like, it's about to come out. It hasn't even started yet.
Oh, great.
But yeah.
I got to tell you that black guys are now getting into the Hawaiian shirts, which should...
You know who started that?
I don't know.
What's his face? OKC.
Appropriation.
Who?
Yeah,
dude. Good point, Ari.
Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook started the Hawaiian shirts.
Short sleeve Hawaiian shirts, and then it just started getting out of hand.
It's just ridiculous. Black guys are really pushing there. We can wear whatever we want to.
What's that?
What's going on? We're doing a show, Aaron.
I know, but he's got 9 million windows open. It's hogging up the bandwidth.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Stop holding up the fucking bandwidth,
dude. God damn
it,
Johnny. You're holding up the goddamn bandwidth.
Everywhere we go, it's Burger King. He's got all the bandwidth.
I don't know why that would. Okay.
God damn it. We were on a nice roll, too. We were talking about black people in space.
I know. And
this guy's eating
shirts.
All the fucking bandwidth.
Next thing you know, bye-bye bandwidth. Guys, football's back. Everybody plays this week. Raiders, I know they're replaying your game Saturday. I'm not sure what day you play.
I'm actually never playing, ever, technically.
That's true. It's probably for the best.
I would love it, though.
Don't say so short.
Yeah, I guess. I could do a wedge blocker, right?
No. Nope.
A wedge breaker.
Nah, definitely not.
Dude, I got skills.
No way.
I could break a wedge.
Mm-mm, no chance at all.
A little bit?
Not even close.
Even with good blockers?
No, I'm breaking the block.
Yeah, Sam wants to run up and just bust open a wedge, right, and fucking disrupt a, you know, special teams play.
Yeah. What do you think, Ari?
I think you should go for it. I think you can take that guy who retired an unretired spot.
Yeah. You remember you see that guy retired, then they're like, oh, you owe us $3 million. All right, I'm back.
Brandon Albert, you're talking about Jaguars guy?
I'm tired again. I mean, that's what I meant to say, that I'm tired again. I didn't get worked down.
I didn't get any sleep.
I mean, yeah, and they're like, tired. Now they're kind of like, and they're kind of stringing him along, too, because now they say they don't have any interest in having him back, but they could take him back at any point in time. He was their free agent signing, pegged to start. I mean, they hired this guy to start.
This year, over the summer?
I think so. Or he was there last year, I'm not sure, but either which way.
He was in a thing to see if he would start or not.
I think it was a Dolphins last year.
Well, all I got to say is whoever represents you is stupid. Because they would have told you, if you quit, you owe them money.
I mean, that's their job.
Yeah.
That's what they have to do,
100%.
And then it's probably like, oh, shit, I got to pay back what?
Yeah.
Ooh,
so what do you want, bud? Do you want brain trauma or 3.5 mil? What would you take?
I mean, at this point in time, definitely the cash.
Yeah.
You know, the damage has been done.
That's you can buy a lot of Filipino nurses to wipe your butt when you're fucking so retarded you gotta shit yourself.
Like, right? 3.5 million of them.
Yeah.
You could buy the Philippines. Have all of them. Just each day, it's a bit from part of the national holiday, someone else has to wipe my ass.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
So, Ari, any thoughts on the NFL? You're really engaged. It looks like you're playing video games.
I am thinking the Cowboys actually might be good. I think they might be 10-6, or I'm hoping for 11-5.
I mean, of course.
Let's go through
Cowboys
their schedule.
Should be good. Cowboys should
go
be good.
Go through their schedule. Like, you remember last year? I'm like, win.
Yeah, you were somehow 19-0.
You guys want to go on to the Colts game with me, the two of you.
Colts game is when?
September 8th, I think. No, 10th.
Is it a day game?
I'll go.
No.
It is. It's August 19th.
No.
Oh, that's got to be preseason.
No. Not August 19th.
Go down.
That's the whole. That's it.
This is that's
the
Cowboys
regular
schedule.
Season schedule.
That's a Cowboys schedule.
Yeah, you said you want to go to the Cowboys.
No. He's talking Rams. Go to the Rams. Oh, it's actually up there. Yeah. It was there. It's the first game, I think.
No, that's preseason, and that's Cowboys.
September 10th. Wait, Los Angeles at Denver. Oh. How's this fucking game?
Long as it's a, if it's a day game.
By the way,
go.
This is the longest anyone has searched for an LA Rams game. If it's most people would just give up right here.
If it's a night game, I can go. If it's a day game, I can't. Is it a Sunday?
God damn it! It was supposed to be, but now I'm looking at this and it's like not even. I got my tickets. And I looked it over. It's
maybe they canceled that
maybe
game.
Maybe they heard about your white power show.
Sam on
what
New
was it
Eve?
Called?
White is right.
Oh, this is Los Angeles.
Oh, the
Chargers.
White Power Hour.
My bad.
Looking at the Chargers.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't even have tickets to that game that you just invited us to. I noticed there seems to be a pattern of how you seem to throw Sam and I under the bus repeatedly. First, we weren't on your White Power Hour show.
Yeah.
Renamed, whatever they used to call it. And now you're inviting us to games you don't even have tickets to.
Yeah, versus the Colts, 9:10, 4:05 p.m.
Yep.
That might be Eastern.
1:05.
Yeah, 1:05 p.m.
I'm out.
The Colts.
I'm in.
Sammy's in.
I'm TB. In, bud. I want to hold your hand the whole time.
What about you, TB?
TB's got to work at Red Zone.
Okay. Well, let's meet up with Renazisi. We'll have a big tailgate.
Yeah, like the three of us with hot dogs.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring some trim.
What does that mean, women?
Yeah.
Maybe Steve will bring Tracy.
Oh, man, we're growing old. I'm excited. I wonder what the tailgating's like out there.
The only single one was the one that didn't want to bring pussy.
Yeah. I'm only kidding, dude. I know Steve's married. Come on! What happened with that thing at this house party?
I mean, you'll have to ask him. He wants to do the show soon while he's in town. And we got Bobby Lee next week. He already confirmed.
Really? Talking soccer?
We were supposed to have Yoshi on today, and he canceled.
Oh, yeah. What happened with him?
He says he got hired to do some gig on another podcast.
Dave Warren. Oh, the worst thing is when we get dumped for another podcast.
Yeah, that's rough.
I'm not happy with it at all.
What podcast?
What's that new show on Showtime with Ray Romano?
Oh, no. Get Shorty is on Epix. It's on Epix, though. So
they got a podcast for it. Get Shorty's got its own podcast.
That's tough.
And he's working on it.
Epix. I mean, that's it's not Showtime.
But what are you going to do? Yeah. Are you going to, like, analyze the show and have people, like...
Yeah. It hasn't even aired yet. Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's not like an after show.
It's such a millennial spitballing to an old dude. And he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. The kids are doing it.
I tried to find a Game of Thrones podcast the other day. There are 40 Game of Thrones podcasts.
How good was that this week, by the way?
I thought you were going to say thousands. Yeah. The fact that there's only 40 is more amazing. That's only
amazing. The episode was incredible.
Yeah.
It was one of the best. That had to cost $60 million.
Yeah.
Especially, where do they get these real dragons? I didn't even know dragons were out there.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Good acting by the dragons, by the way.
Well, you know what they do is they get Komodo dragons and they staple wings to them. And then they have little people run around them.
Is that like how they had those actor wolves here? They have actor dragons?
I just saw some lady the other day walking a wolf. Just walking a wolf.
No, really?
No. What?
Like, lady, what is it? What kind of dog's that? They're like, she's like a wolf.
Bullshit.
Like, did she have it on a leash or was it a wolf following a woman like he's going to kill her?
Just straight up, just watch. Just she's walking a wolf on a leash.
Wow.
Which, you know, the wolf is like, okay, we'll play this game.
Yeah, only for a little while.
We'll play this fucking game.
Until you miss a feeding.
Wait till I get hungry.
Yeah.
Wait till I get hungry. Fuck that. It's like people have those kind of, like, remember when that lady had a monkey? Or maybe she was a, no, I think she had an orangutan and it ate her face
it's
off.
A chimp, I think, yeah.
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 She's like, yeah, man, he was a great fucking chimp for like 8 years. I'm like, but he's still a chimp.
Yeah. Dude, you know, they fight dirty chimps. They rip your dicks off.
It's like if you live with a fucking massive drug addict and nothing goes wrong for like a year or two, and then all of a sudden you come home and everything's gone. You're like, he was fine for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just got lucky.
Yeah.
That's what Patrick did. Remember Patrick Capolino? He said he didn't think his girlfriend could get pregnant. He goes, why not? I'm like, why not? That's because he had a baby. And he was like, because, you know, I used to blast inside of her and nothing ever happened. And I'm like, why'd you start blasting inside of her, though? Yeah. Could have happened the first day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Ari saying this.
That's Ari's logic.
That's Ari saying that. So that
and now
really...
you know, kids, that's one to grow on. Don't blast inside her if you don't want to have a baby. Bum, 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 bum.
Unless she's on the pill or terminally ill. And that is just some advice from us to you.
Bum, bum,
yeah, you
got to
make
bum.
Sure it's under 9 months. So.
Ah, either which way. That she kid squeezes ain't one out. You know? Yeah, that kid ain't getting a cancer ward.
I wonder if there's people hook up in the fucking
of course they do.
Award.
You like, know, that would be a very...
I don't have much time left. Hit
like
this
shit. Like being of service to the world, that would be a good thing. Like if you just kind of like gigoloed it out and you just put flyers all around the hospital, like, any of you ladies need one last dick down, you know, fax me. And then you can just go
down.
And just go room to room to room
That's what
to
the
room.
Kids are calling it now, Ari, dick down.
A dick down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, bitch, you want to get a dick down?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm interested to see if you would like to get a dick down.
Pardon me, Mom.
Yep.
Pardon me. Would you like to partake in a little dick down?
Yeah. Shall I partake in a nice dicking this evening? Yes, you should.
Back to Game of Thrones. I mean, like, what can we talk about without giving it away?
Well, how about the dragon was finally burning up the whole city for once at the end when the dragon came out? Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
Did I say that first or last? I can't remember. I always forget that part. But
yeah,
anyways,
I think
that was
a little off, but more or less, you pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it, right?
Are you a big Game of Thrones guy, Ari?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you? Okay. Longest intro, though. That intro feels like it's 10 minutes long.
Every time they discover a new city or somebody goes to a new city, that becomes part of the intro.
Yeah, that's what my sister was saying. Pretty soon the whole show is just going to be the intro. And then it's going to be like a dragon and then it's like credits.
Yeah.
The last couple episodes were like 90 minutes too. It was great.
But they don't have like Marine on there anymore. They're gone from Marine.
So let's get into the fact that the world is like, I don't even know if people are pissed. Like not, those guys who made Game of Thrones, their next project with HBO is if the Confederacy had won, which is kind of what Amazon did with the Man in the High Castle,
High Castle,
right?
Man in High Castle.
Yeah, good.
Which that was a book, I believe.
And people are just flipping out. Like, fat black bloggers are just fat black women bloggers, like chicks who get herpes from Usher, by the way. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come
There's
on,
no
dude.
Way.
It's
There's
such
no,
bullshit.
In what world does Usher go, yeah, I'm hitting that with no con?
I think there's a way. I was thinking about it.
Well, I mean, he brought her on
probably
stage,
had
right?
So much pussy. So much pussy.
That
Look,
he had to go for that?
That there's a way that, like, pussy isn't a straight line that just rises up. Like, where you're like, you start low, and then the more successful you get, it just keeps getting better and better and better. I think it comes full circle, almost like a fucking weird time loop, where eventually you start missing the ugly pussy you got when you were fucking not famous.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like, he's so sick of pussy, he's starting to get into crazy shit.
Well, who's the
not
guitarist for Kiss? Gene Simmons. Like, he'd be on the road banging these fucking, like, tens left and right. And then one day the security guard saw him in, like, the elevator with, like, a five. He's like, what are you doing with the five? He's like, can't eat filet mignon every night.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. You know? Sometimes, maybe Usher need a slump buster. You ever think about that?
I don't even know if he needed a slump buster. Maybe he was just, like, also in a very giving mood where he's like, you know what? This chick is pretty nice. I'm going to let her suck my dick.
One thing I've never heard is that black guys like fat chicks. I've never heard that before, right? Ever? In the history of time?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean,
he
dude,
and maybe
she is huge. I mean, what do you think took – what hurt his reputation more? That he has he gave a woman an STD or the fact that he banged that chick?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are surprised. You know, when you're like, "Oh, Usher gave somebody." I gotta hear some more about this backstory.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't believe you, sweetie. I'm just saying, you know.
How long till this chick gets any dick again? Like, she is now taking a bad situation, made it worse.
That is true.
Her PR game is fucked.
Yeah, she definitely is wearing the Scarlet H.
Yeah.
And it's on a size triple X shirt.
Yeah. You're like,
you ain't
now
missing that red
H. You look like Precious. Now you got the fucking, now you got an STD. Yeah.
Right?
You're just, yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot of swipe lefts on your Tinder.
Yeah. Precious.
Look at that. Look at that. And all you
now is he
do,
denying it because I don't
gold
know.
Digger chick, you all you have to do is run to Gloria Aldridge and she'll take your case.
Is he contesting that they even hooked up or that he gave her herpes or he even has herpes or is he just like mums the word? You're not even hearing from Usher's people.
He hasn't said anything.
So it's just could be just some crazy fan being like, you know, she's been lying about fucking Usher so much, got herpes from somebody else.
And she goes, well, it must be Usher. I have been fucking Usher. Maybe it's him. And
hold
it's
like, on. Is this chick rounding up all the fucking... Is this lawyer rounding up all the chicks Usher's banged?
It sounds like that.
Like, yeah. Bloom says one of the planes...
It's like class action lawsuit.
Oh, my God!
Oh, they have three people that he had sex with. Quantasia.
Here, go down. It says Usher's wife is standing by him. Why not? She's got herpes.
Yeah.
Well, she got to lose at this point.
She's got the scarlet.
Well, yeah,
she's got a Scarlet H in the checkbook.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so much hotter than this.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about these really successful hot celebrity chicks. Their man always cheats on them with a fucking animal, and it's just got to be an ego killer.
It's probably because she won't do some stuff, right? That
yeah.
He needs someone who.
Okay. I mean that chick, the fat chick, looks like she'll eat your butt
and all
I
your
just,
food.
Go up, go up. What's it say? Possession. Okay. Oh, man, Mighty's Duck guy. Fuck.
What are we doing?
That kid is always at the Comedy Store, man.
Oh yeah, the one who got anorexic on coke.
Okay.
Now he's doing meth.
Oh, Goldberg.
Hey, dude, you don't want to get anorexic when you're playing a goalie. When you're typecast as a goalie.
Yeah.
And that's why it looks so weird.
You know what would make a great goalie? The guy Usher, the chick Usher gave herpes to. She'd be a great goalie.
If you can get her on skates without cracking her ankles.
I always wondered about that. If you could find a man big enough to just block the whole goal. They'd have to let him play, right?
Well, that's what they had that Twins movie that, who was it, Matt, fucking, well, it was like a Fairly Brothers Comedy or something like that. But anyways, they played Siamese twins, and they were hockey goalies.
So now you
stuck on you.
They weren't stuck on you.
Stuck on you.
But if you could get like a sumo guy and just stick him in front of the... Do you think they'd let you do that? They'd have to.
Why not?
If you could fill up the whole goal.
I mean, but you'd be eating pucks all day.
Dude, yeah, he'd be the greatest goalie ever. I mean,
they
never
score. Goalies catch... They catch it. That's why it doesn't hit.
Yeah, but
like,
these sumo guys are athletic, man. They get some moves.
What moves? Throwing people to the ground?
They run around in diapers, dude.
The other team would never score, though, Sam. I mean, it was bounce off of them. They'd pick up the puck and go down.
If you were big enough to like really block up the whole goal, yeah. I think that's bigger than you'd be. You do have padding on top of what your fatness is, though. So there's that,
I mean,
too.
Dude. You know how fat you have to be to block that goal?
Why don't they just go like, hey, man, the fucking Sabres have new uniforms, and your goalie is wearing one of those sumo suits that's so fucking big?
They're only 6 feet apart, the goalpost. You could find a big fat guy that can...
That
you
can fill
six... 6 foot width?
Come on, dude. Come on.
6 feet wide.
Dude, they're fat. How are
you
like
Usher fucking
like 600
fat,
pounds, those guys.
You could have one of those ladies have to be cut out of their house and just put her in front of the goal.
Sports Science did a thing on sumo goalie. It wouldn't work.
Sports Science shooting down Johnny's retarded idea.
It can't be that retarded in Sports Science. ESPN had to fucking debunk it. Holy
that's
shit.
A good point.
That show's so bad, too. Sports Science.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
He has the power of a gazelle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's annoying.
And the ball's coming in with a velocity of the speed of a bullet. You're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's just so stupid. I mean, dude, it's gotten even worse on ESPN since we last talked. They are in a fucking nosedive. They can't stop talking about Kaepernick. You would think that no one else is playing.
Remember when I said...
Like, can you believe they signed Jay Cutler over Kaepernick? It's like, yeah, Jay Cutler played last year and had a better year.
And he's better for their offense, familiar with the coach. They work together, had success.
Like, it's like you can't just say NWA should win the fucking Oscar. You got to give it a real example of something.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. It's like, again, I mean, I don't think it's right, but Kaepernick, dude, he opted out of he renegotiated his contract. Completely
but we're not talking about that. We're talking about
judged.
Why can't
he? What's that? Why can't? Because, dude, you don't fuck with the sponsors. We've talked about this before. You don't fuck with the sponsors.
He was not very good last year, Jay Cutler. The year before that, he was quite good. Last year, not so great. Didn't play the whole year.
The last time he was really solid, he had...
2015 was great. 21 TDs, 11 interceptions, 92 quarterback rating.
Adam Gase, the head coach of the new head coach of the Dolphins, was his offensive coordinator with Chicago and the Broncos, I believe. So that's why – I think that's why they took Cutler over Kaepernick, or they're even looking at Tebow. I mean, I think that would have been a mistake.
What?
Cutler's the best of the three, but he already knows the playbook. He already knows Adam Gase's offense, and he made the Pro Bowl last time those two were together, so –
And he finally gets to play in warm weather.
And he has receivers and a running back.
I have something to add to that, to Colin Kaepernick, Jay Cutler thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do look at Colin Kaepernick's stats last year. They were pretty fucking good.
Yep. I mean, he didn't play a full season, blah, blah, blah.
He played 12 games, 2,000 yards, 16 TDs, 4 interceptions. That's great, man. 7 fumbles is weird
because he runs with the ball like holding it out like Vic used to all the time. He used to make me nuts. And, I mean, dude, 2,000 yards in 12 games, that's not great.
For a quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
2,000 yards in 12 games. You don't think that's good?
No.
I mean, in 16 games, Matt Ryan had 4,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about running. My apologies.
No, Jesus Christ. Breaks the NFL rushing record at quarterback in 12 games.
I went fully retarded.
There'd be a lot more people that would be
going
crazy about Kaepernick right now.
I don't know how many games he started in that.
Shoot me now.
Games,
shoot me now.
Guy's on pace for like 4,000 yards.
Yeah, a lot of those 12, he might not have even started, but he played 12.
Yeah, I don't know how many started in that.
Johnny, you want to go to a football game this year?
Yes.
Where are we going to get tickets?
Ari's
get tickets
got,
on?
I know where.
SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. For all your ticketing needs, guys, go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $20 off your first purchase. You can go you can get anything there. Like Dana, my girlfriend, just did the Slayer concert. You could have gotten Slayer tickets on there. And now this weekend, she's doing Neil Diamond.
Two of my buddies got tickets to Lollapalooza in Chicago off of SeatGeek and our thing. And
it's just that easy.
Went and saw the Killers. Said they were great.
Comedy, movie, comedy, anything live. Comedy, sporting events. What else? Anything.
Plays, anything, man. Anything you want. College football's coming up. Great little time. Get yourself SeatGeek tickets. Go tailgate somewhere. College football's in like 3 weeks. NFL's right around the corner.
I want to go watch some. I want to watch, go see some USC and UCLA games. We never do that.
Well, this will be a great year to do. I would love to do that because Saturdays I could do that. But this will be a great year because USC's ranked 3, I believe.
Wow, really?
Yep. And UCLA, I believe, is also top something. Let's look at that, Johnny. I think UCLA's in the top 20 as well.
So we'll go on SeatGeek app, download it, use the promo code.
Pretty much played 11 games. Look at all stats. Pretty much played 11 games.
Where's UCLA in there? Alabama, obviously number one. Why don't they just make Alabama number one for the next 10 years?
UCLA is in others receiving votes, at least.
Okay, so UCLA is just outside the top 25, but they'll string up a couple pussy-ass wins, and then they'll move on up.
And USC is four.
USC is four. Okay, so it's Alabama, Ohio State, Florida State, USC, then Clemson, national champs right after that. Penn State moving up too, man. Michigan all the way down to 9. Fuck. I mean, it's all SEC and Big Ten. Some ACC in there. I mean, it's the same fucking usual suspects. I hate the preseason rankings.
Yeah, it's dumb. It shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
Well, they do that on purpose, dude, so that they can get the teams they want to make the playoffs a head start.
Well, yeah, I know. And that's the goddamn problem with it. They should not even rank anybody till week 3.
No, they should see how they play.
And then then what that would force people to do is if you don't rank anybody till week
schedule.
You're going to have to play somebody tough early instead of a bunch of these pussy ass USC versus Appalachian State and Alabama versus fucking Phoenix Online and it's 300-0. Of course you're going to stay number 1. Of course you're going to beat the shit out of some fucking JUCO. You should be playing Ohio State week 2.
Western Michigan,
Alabama,
week 1. Stanford, week 2. Texas, Cal, yeah.
Whose schedule is that? Whose schedule are you just reading, Ari?
USC.
Here's the USC schedule, yeah.
Western Michigan.
Western Michigan,
Stanford.
You got to.
Texas, Cal, you got to.
Washington State.
I mean.
Oregon. Well, now we're getting to the season.
At Notre Dame. Notre Dame's, I don't even think Notre Dame's ranked. They don't have a tough game in that whole fucking schedule.
Dude, listen to this whole thing. Western Michigan, Stanford, Texas, Cal, Washington State, Oregon State, Utah.
They're
Notre
good. Utah's good. Notre Dame should be good. ASU's
Arizona
good.
State,
Arizona's good.
Arizona.
Colorado won the pat. Didn't they win it last year?
Colorado, UCLA.
I mean, that's a last year of the Pac-12 was like the besides ACC, they were the best conference or up there.
Big
least.
Ten.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or whatever they call it.
I'm going to get murdered for that statement. I could already tell. But they were pretty good last year.
Yeah, they lost 4 games, Colorado, last year. First in Pac-12, so yeah.
Yeah, they were number one, yeah.
Yep. 10-4.
That's
waxed by Oklahoma
Michigan.
State.
They got waxed by Michigan, too.
In their last game.
Yep.
38-8.
Lit the fuck up.
It's always
Where's
bad.
Michigan ranked?
Oh,
10, I think.
Let's see. 9.
By the way, no teams are even anywhere on here. Stanford's not bad. Stanford's ranked in the
14, top 25. Yeah.
Texas is ranked in the lower top 25.
Texas is 23.
That's about it. They have a couple good games, but that's it. They'll if they go undefeated, they'll be in the fucking playoffs.
That's really what you want. You just want them. If you have the best season you can have, you want to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. So now they'll be untested because their preseason ranking.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs. If they have one loss, they're in the playoffs. Yeah. If they have one loss.
Well, yeah, Alabama could almost
But if they're ranked 12th preseason, if they're ranked 12th preseason and they had one loss, they're not in the playoffs.
I would love Alabama to lose right out the gate.
It's like anytime a team like Boise starts out around 10.
Who they play opening game?
You know they're going to be there at the end
USC?
Because they know they're going to lose. Who?
Who does Alabama play opening game?
Oh,
probably fucking my old high school.
Yeah.
Rogers High School in Michigan City.
Florida State. That's a real game.
See? I like that a lot. Well, that's got to be like a fucking... Oh, no, that's regular Saturday.
Yeah.
Colorado State.
Then Fresno State. Then Colorado State. Yeah. Then Vanderbilt.
That's SEC
then
still.
Then Ole Miss, A&M, Arkansas, Tennessee, LSU.
Mercer.
That's a great
my
one.
My biggest problem is doing a Mercer so late in the schedule. Like, you do that early when you're trying to fine-tune your offense.
That's called a bye week. That's called a rest everybody.
Mercer. Yeah.
Before the big rivalry game with Auburn.
Absolutely. Yeah. All your starters play a half.
How come there's more tickets available for Auburn, the Auburn game, than there are the Mercer
game? Last game of the season,
fan base,
I guess.
Is so big.
Mercer's got a big fan base.
Oh, yeah, there's a rabbit.
Where is Mercer?
At Auburn.
Yes.
It's at Auburn.
Does anybody know where Mercer is?
Yeah, it's over in West Indiana.
That's a good place.
It's over there.
Didn't you do a couple college kids there?
Maybe I should get some dates out of the case there.
The name is the Mercer MERS. It's about MRSA. It's that disease you get when you...
Yeah, I get that.
Guys...
That's what you want a mascot, just to be deadly and dangerous, and nothing's more deadly and dangerous than Mercer.
All right, we got some breaking news coming.
Wait, what do you mean?
I just had something just came across the board. Just wanted to let you know that it's a big breaking news with Ari Shaffir. I will be doing 11 shows at the Mercer Food Court all of November, so check that out.
Holy shit, did you just book that?
Yeah, it just came through.
You got an email?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll check.
Wow.
Pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. Who's your agent?
Trust me, this guy, Lucky Carl. This guy books me in some really weird places, but he thinks outside the box.
And that's why I like.
Because he lives in one.
That's
so he goes outside to think. And then
so you
goes,
live on a bed of leaves, he lives in a box?
Yeah, we met at the big food, what do they call
the
that?
The trash can.
That's called
dumpster.
A food bank?
Yeah, bank? Well, that's what we call the dumpster.
Okay.
We call it the food thing.
The food thing.
So, yeah, thanks, Lucky Carl. I don't get this. I think that there is a thing about being a quarterback in the NFL, whether you're starting, whether you're not, whether you got a job, whether you don't. You almost can't win. You look at someone like Matt Ryan, who has put up great numbers and has done a great job at quarterback, was the MVP of the league last year, and what do you always hear? He's not a winner. He's a choke artist.
Not a winner, yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at someone like Cam Newton, who's great. He's been the NFL MVP as well. Rookie of the year. And what do you hear about him? Plays too, runs too much. He's going to hurt himself. Someone like Jay Cutler, who retired, he's thrown interceptions. Yeah, he's been on a lot of different teams. He's had a shitload of different coordinators and head coaches. Since the guy got a job, all you hear, this guy sucks. It's all memes about him not giving a fuck. And,
right.
He hasn't thrown a pass yet. You haven't given him a chance
it's
to do
optics,
well or
dog.
Suck.
It's all optics. He just always looks like he has a pouty face. You remember in that playoff game where
your boy. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like, yeah, he just seems like he just doesn't care. And maybe he's just not the Tom Brady scream at everybody, you know, like we're going to win this kegger.
I don't think he would have come out of retirement for just about anybody else other than Miami.
They said his wife was the one that got him to leave retirement. His wife was one of the
think everybody
hates
Jay Cutler.
Player.
Imagine living with him.
Yeah, right? She's hot, too.
Yeah.
The last X amount of years been in a cold weather town that has just – the Bears have been awful. They've made mistake after mistake. They've never gotten him any help. Even letting fucking Forte go, right, when he was in his prime. I mean, every time he got something going, you know,
did they have
let
a
him
line?
Go.
I'm always amazed when a team can't put together a line.
I mean, they just don't have any of the pieces, and they never got him any of the pieces. And
I think Ari's treating us like one of his girlfriends right now. He just went and did a fucking errand. He's going to come back and face fuck
us. Well, we know he's not pissing, showering, or shitting because he includes us in those things.
He would have taken
or beating
he
off.
Taken the laptop, yeah.
So maybe he's just making a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then the whole Kaepernick thing. And you're totally right, Sam, when you say that ESPN is exploiting this whole thing. The last thing ESPN wants is Kaepernick to get a job and just do well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're just, I mean, they're so bad. They just keep, I mean, they can't stop.
NFL Live and NFL Tonight both have, and so did SportsCenter. On the Apple TV, when I click on, oh, let me watch SportsCenter, oh, let me watch NFL Live or NFL Tonight, all three of those things, when I go to click on them, have a different picture of Colin Kaepernick as the logo. The face of the NFL, according to ESPN, is a guy who's not even in the NFL right now.
Wow.
It's goddamn clickbait. I said it last week. It's so indicative of where ESPN has gone wrong in the last 8 years. It's indicative of that.
It's almost like Ari fell down a well, and he's like still trying to podcast.
I'm surprised Tim Tebow isn't the face of baseball tonight on ESPN.
They'll work it in.
Oh, dude, he's on there all the time.
Or Pete Rose.
He's on there all the time.
They send you,
or Pete Rose.
They send me alerts on the ESPN app every time he hits a home run.
Every time.
In high A ball.
Yeah.
Oh, I would. I would not have ESPN sending me any alerts. How many of those alerts have to do with sports?
None.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. I just got an alert from ESPN. Oh, there's a female kicker somewhere in Guam.
They did a story the other day on ESPN about a 6-on-6 football team, I think. Is it 6-on-6 or 8-on-8? It's 8-on-8, I believe. 7-on-7?
What, the drills?
No, it's actual.
I mean, that league, yeah, it's 7-on-7.
Oh, yeah,
seven
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, seven. That makes sense.
So just round it out.
It's just no lines.
It's 7-on-7. Mm-hmm. They couldn't even get enough people to want to play it. They haven't won a game in 2 years. They don't have enough people to play the next season. And they ran a story on it on SportsCenter. Why do we need to hear this story? Why? That's like Comedy Central doing a story about a guy running a bringer room and three people showed up and he never gives up.
They should have two different shows. They should have two different. I'll fix ESPN right now. SportsCenter, and the rule is it has to be like 1989 SportsCenter. Sports that matter. The ones we care about, yeah, you can throw Euro soccer in there and all different things that weren't big back then that are big now. And then you get your non-sports center. And it's every fucking, you know, a basketball team of a bunch of people with Down syndrome and all these failed leagues. And you can fucking do 50 Tim Tebow stories, put his home runs on a loop. Just tell me which one's which.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand watching this one. I literally do not watch it.
There should be a second ESPN emotion.
They've already started. They're really bringing back the Ocho. That's what they're talking about. Bringing back the Ocho.
And now ESPN 3, all ESPN 3 is ESPN 1 in Spanish. When I look at ESPN, whatever is on ESPN 1, whatever game it is, ESPN 3 is now just the Spanish broadcast of whatever sporting event it is.
You know, it's going the way of MTV, and it's just like, you know what, listen, man. The sports is unique because you want to hear a perspective from somebody who did it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, that has lived life. There's a reason why nobody wants to hear 20-year-olds. Like this Tommy Lauren chick. Do you know the Tommy Lauren chick? She's this, like, conservative talk show host chick. She literally looks like a talking eight ball. Like, if you were in Arizona, 55-year-old white like Arizona guy, this is your dream.
Newscaster.
She's a newscaster.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying she was doing
Look,
coming to it.
She's 24 years old. She got a first job right out of doing this show on this conservative talk, Glenn Beck's conservative talk show. And now she's doing her own thing. She's gone right to, like, fucking millionaire, right?
Straight from the pole, talking about the polls.
No, she's not a stripper at all. But the whole thing is, like, she's telling everybody about life, and she's lived none.
Right.
None.
And that's why I think to some extent, I mean, it takes a long time to get good at stand-up, but I think part of that is, what does a 22-year-old lived, you know, when you see a comic, they don't have the stories where you see somebody in their 40s or whatever, that's like, hey, man, I could just do stories about life now.
Yeah.
When I was 21, I didn't know shit about shit.
Doing Taco Bell jokes.
Straight up.
But she's, like, telling stories, and then she, like, debated Chelsea Handler.
What channel is she on?
They did it on, I don't know. It used to be called The Blaze. She's not on again. She's bouncing around.
Is that like an internet TV?
Yeah, like? But it, like, blew up. She, like, went off on Black Lives Matter.
Oh, Chelsea?
No, this is Tommy Lauren. And now Chelsea put out a tweet about how she wishes there was laws that would throw people in jail who say racist shit. You're like,
ew, let's not pass that. Do not, anybody, I cannot stress
why
this enough.
Why would you ever be for censorship?
That's crazy.
I just don't understand people.
Yeah, it'll ruin everything. I mean,
why would you do that?
Stupid. Stop. I mean, especially as a comic. Yeah, is that what you just said, Ari?
Yeah, for a comic.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. I'm less laws.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Less laws. Yeah. Let people talk shit. You know? So that you don't like them. But
well, it's like this Confederate thing. The show hasn't even aired.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, but see, I don't know how much of that is real, like, hatred, and how much is it just, like, astroturfing. Like, a bunch of people going out, saying stuff.
I think it's both. I think one leads to the other. I think the astroturfing leads to everybody getting their panties in a bunch.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mike Lawrence always talks about this. Like, when they have a woman-only screening of Wonder Woman, and people are really upset. And I asked Mike Lawrence about it. He goes, no, it's fucking literally six or seven bloggers who are just on their own, just said, let's make an uproar about it.
Yep.
And then the other ones cover it, like, there's an uproar. And he goes, no, it's like 75 people total.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. But they're just covering the 75 instead of the other hundreds of thousands. They're like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Really want is me to go, oh, this is that show that's so controversial. I'm going to see what I think about it.
Oh, turn in, see what happens.
I'm like, what's the big deal about this?
What the fuck is wrong with Chelsea? What does she think is going to happen? She's going to stop at the exact racist tweets that she thinks are racist, and they're not going to go past that?
Yeah. It's just it's stupid. It's stupid.
Blow a doorman, Chelsea. Go blow a doorman.
It's even worse than that. She wants laws against people who think racism is funny. Not even people who say racist stuff. Anybody who laughs at racist stuff.
Racism is funny.
People who think racism is funny is the quote. Yeah.
I laugh at every...
We'll put someone in jail.
Yeah, no shit.
Chelsea Handler wants laws against people who think racism... Like, how do you legislate that?
Test your thoughts. Do you think racism is funny?
Here's her tweet, exactly. Two Chinese guys were arrested in Berlin for making Nazi salutes. Wouldn't it be nice to have laws here for people who think racism is funny?
No, it would. It's called the First Amendment. You can't... Yeah.
Or these should be the laws. These should be the laws for people who think racism is funny. We'll protect your free speech no matter what. That's the law.
Yeah, the ACLU, it's like they'll go in there and protect somebody who's like doing some weird-ass shit. Be like, dude, you can't apply the law to people only you like. You know, it's like for everybody. And it's just like, you know.
You have the right to be a complete idiot and dumb fuck in this country.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a good thing.
Okay, so let's do this. You don't want people who laugh at black jokes. You call that racist? Well, what if Kevin Hart does a black joke? Throw him in jail.
Throw him a little hobbit jail.
No, okay. Just the audience that laughs. Everybody in the audience.
Two Chinese guys.
You know how you would police it? You'd get like five super racist comics and have them do the most racist set in the world in front of 1,000 people and just up and down the aisles, the Gestapo. Anybody laughs, you come with me. I saw you laughing.
I want to start a comedy group called Two Chinese Guys.
I like that, but they're both like Samoan.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if nobody can tell the difference, Cambodians and Samoans. Called Two Chinese Guys. Like, seems right. Have no one be able to be like, wait a minute. It's afraid to be called out. If they're like, that's not Chinese. Like, fuck you, racist.
Okay. And then, hey, what happens if you rip on white people? That's racism.
Nope. Not a problem.
Did you see this?
Ari, I think you're making a play to be the fucking head of this department. Shapiro being head of the two Chinese guide laws. Oh, that's so funny, dude.
I saw this thing that Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, Olympic champion, was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, Trump one, after he, and this is hilarious, it was a big supporter of Trump. Like, voted for Trump, was going on things, talking about Trump. And then Trump pulls this, can't be a transgender and serve in the military. And now, apparently, Caitlyn Jenner hates Trump.
Well,
and
let's be honest here.
And said, I put the hat on accident. Forgot.
Have it.
Well, no shit. No, I mean, it's so silly. He's like, I was going to golf and I put it on by accident. Didn't even know what hat it was. Here's my real thing, because that led me to believe the real reason that he got his, you know, turned into a woman. This guy wants to hit from the ladies' tees. He's a big golfer. He's a big golfer. He's been golfing for a long time, and he just can't get over that hump of shaving those few points off his score. And he's like, hey, if
you crack the code,
if I can just make everybody think I'm a woman, I can go back to my country club, piss wherever I want to piss, I can hit from the red tees. And now the guy's probably shooting a 62, 63. Yeah.
By the way, let's talk about this ban for a second. Let's admit it. It's only against guys dressing up like chicks. Women dressing like men look like everybody else in the military.
That's just called the Marines.
Yeah. You know,
It's G.I. Jane.
Also, you're not like doing it. The thing about the military, listen, I don't think you should ban anybody from anything, but the military is all about everybody following the same rules.
It's called a uniform.
Except women, anyway. I mean, women don't follow the same rules. They have different training, different obstacle courses. They don't have to do the same fitness.
Well, they have to do it because they physically can't do it.
I know, but if they – I mean, what's the difference?
But their outfits are the same. I mean, they have – they dress pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's just when they climb to the top of that wall, they got to put makeup on.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't have someone go in the fucking bunker with fucking high heels on and makeup. I like
you. You hear Dave Smith's point about the transgender thing with Trump?
No.
He was like, oh, wait, hold on. So you guys didn't care at all that they're just killing innocent 9-year-old girls in Yemen. But now that some people can't get in on the killing, that's where you're like, hold on. That's not allowed.
Yeah. Right. Neoliberals are just, their logic has just gotten so bad. It's so bad.
They should all be allowed to murder.
They're like, yeah, oh, my God, we got to protect the women and children over there. And we're cool bombing the fuck out of them now. It's just such we're in Yemen now, too.
I just think it's awesome. Yeah. And it's just insane that Trump can just tweet. This is going to be a new law, by the way. Had never mentioned it to anybody. And didn't talk to the military. Didn't talk to the head of anybody.
Yeah, they were scrambling.
He's just taking a shit and changing the world. who am I gonna fuck with next?
I think he loves that shit.
Of course he does.
He loves
that. He's completely insane.
He puts a tweet out, and the world explodes.
Yeah, he's clickbait.
Imagine that.
One of my favorite tweets by him was against renewable energy, and he goes, you know, all these wind things,
windmills.
Yeah, these windmills, the small ones. He goes, all these windmills. Every day they kill bald eagles.
Birds, yeah. Kill birds.
We need to go back to coal.
They do kill a lot of birds, actually.
Yeah, coal is just, it's so interesting.
Have you seen – all right, you've been to Shanghai, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
How recently have you been there? I just watched this documentary. I want to ask you something.
3 years ago, I think.
What I was going to ask you is, can I see your dick?
Yeah, sure.
No, I do want to see it, though. But
why?
I'm kidding.
Why do you want to see it? It hasn't changed from the last time.
You never know, though, because I'm really worried about this guy. All right, how bad was the air quality when you were there?
It was pretty bad. They have an app.
Yeah, I watched the whole documentary about that app.
Yeah, an app that shows you how.
What are you doing, dude?
What are you doing?
Oh, that's. Oh, wow.
That's his urethra.
Whoa, boy, that was a real sneaky shot. Hello, I'm Ari's penis. I puke blood.
They have an app that tells you if how bad the pollution is.
He's talking out of it.
Yeah, and there's like a number like 10 or 20 or even up to 50 isn't bad of the air pollution. There were times where it was like 2,000.
Yep. It's
all right.
Crazy.
Can your dick sing? I definitely can talk.
That was like a little mouth.
I appreciate that. So it was bad when there. Now the reason it's bad and the reason I bring this up is that it's all coal.
Yeah.
It is all coal. And the fact that you could look at a place like that, granted there's 20 million people in that small, I mean, it's a big city, but there's 20 million people in it.
Yeah.
And there's so much coal. And here's what the problem is that you can't even open your windows because the air quality is so bad. So you have to run your air conditioning, which means you have to burn more coal. So it's like it's never going to get fixed.
Yeah.
And, right. And this guy's like, we got to ditch everything. Let's go back. China's on to something. It's like nobody doesn't wear a gas mask and they say you can't walk anywhere. You had to drive. So it's also creating more, you know, carbon in the air. It's just such a clusterfuck. And the fact that this guy's like, coal's the way to go.
Coal's the way to go.
And it's not even that many jobs, I read.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's
the jobs
it's
have gone away.
The
no, it's jobs for the people that paid him.
It's less less employees than Arby's.
Nationwide. Yeah, there you go. I mean, just
really
because the cronies are that they're all throwing him cash. There's no the jobs are the robots are fucking coming. The robots are fucking coming.
I can't wait,
dude. He watches Alex Jones. I mean, that's where he's getting his a lot of his. Trump does. He went on Alex Jones as president-elect.
Yeah,
that's where I mean, and think of You know, I like Alex Jones. He's funny. But...
Dude, guys, he's holding a major briefing on the opiate crisis.
Well, this is, we're going to war with North Korea for sure. Today, they just leaked
We're in Yemen. We're about to go into Venezuela.
Well, I don't know if it's a leak, but from U.S. intelligence, Washington Post reported that they weaponized the nuke. They can fit it in a warhead now.
What do you know it's true? The guys...
That's my point, though. They're getting us ready for war, is what I'm saying.
They're just telling us... And are they even going to ask us?
No.
When was the last time asked us to do a...
And Obama kept it going.
Yeah, it's over. That's over.
It's so bad.
I am scared of that guy, though.
Who? The little fucking...
No, Trump. And the other guy. I'm scared of both those guys. I'm scared of North Korea.
Can we fight this many people at one time? I mean, how many countries did Hitler invade?
All of them.
A lot, yeah.
Like what?
He invaded places that aren't even countries anymore.
Go. Keep going.
He annexed Austria, Russia, the United States, England.
When did he invade the United States?
I thought you meant who they were at war with.
No,
I mean,
who'd they invade?
France, Austria, Poland, Finland, maybe not Finland.
Russia.
Denmark, definitely Denmark, Norway, I think.
Are we almost at the same number of countries?
Here it is. I got it.
It doesn't count if they have oil.
Oh, no, it doesn't say all of them. Poland, Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, Denmark, Yugoslavia, Greece, Norway.
So we're close.
Russia is the biggest one.
Also, England, they invaded them. They bombed the shit out of them. Yeah.
Russia was the biggest one.
So right now we're
Four million people died in that war.
We're in
Soviet Union.
Afghanistan.
Soviet Union.
We're in Afghanistan, Iraq.
11 countries.
Eat 11. So we're at like 8 now.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, if we just keep believing?
Yeah, man, we're making America great again.
They got to get Trump his war. You know Trump is waiting for – he's got to get those ratings up.
The last one that needs to have any fingers, any fat fucking orange fingers near any red button.
You know he wants a war, though.
This is deep state shit. Anyways.
No, doesn't want war, but he's been pushed into it.
Yeah,
I do. I think he definitely wants
a war. Hillary wants a war. Trump is like, no. And the army's like, look, man, we're gonna get you.
Dude, he's surrounding himself with generals, though. Why else would he be surrounding himself with generals?
He's flipped.
Yeah, I think he's flipped. That's right.
He's just like, we're going to do all this. They're like, we're going to kill you, your whole family, even the one you want to fuck. We're going to kill her, too.
How about them Dodgers?
Yeah. Dodgers, they're killing it.
44-7 in 51 games.
Dude, it's almost like they just waited for you to make that
bet. You almost want them. I mean, you always cool want to win, but I'm like, man, baseball is the one sport you don't want to peak.
Yep, in the summer.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to, I mean, it's going to be hard to stay this hot for the next 3 months, is what I'm saying.
But it starts over in the playoffs. You're absolutely right. You're peaking now. It's too early.
Like, you want to be this hot in, like, September.
Keep coming up with shit.
Do you think, Sam, that they will win the World Series?
Yes.
I don't think so.
All right.
Well, anything could happen.
I can't believe you would agree that my team's going to do well.
If Kershaw doesn't come back, I mean, that could be a real problem in a long series.
Dude, we've been murdering without him. As long as we don't see the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs, we should be fine.
You don't have to worry about that.
They're the only team that gives us trouble.
You ain't seen
the Braves.
Yeah, everybody else. It's just been we've been murdering people.
Yeah, it'll be. I would love Dodgers Cubs. NLCS, because then I can go to maybe try to get to a game or something.
That's not a good matchup for the Cubs, though, I don't think.
Dodgers. It's going to be interesting Dodgers what happens are, with Washington.
They're so good, man.
They got two pitchers that are on a DL right now.
Yeah, they could. That's trouble, I think, for the Dodgers.
I think if there's anybody outside the Braves.
They just beat the Cubs twice.
Are going to give the.
The Braves do give them trouble, man.
They do.
They split every series with the Dodgers. That's the only games the Braves win.
In the last 40 games.
Yeah, look, they split the last couple series with the Braves.
Yeah, look at all those wins, homeboy. Go look at those wins. Atlanta. Go get them wins.
Yeah, three of your seven losses are to the Braves.
And I think it goes back farther than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all games to be played.
Look at those teams we're playing, too. Our schedule's pretty light. We're not playing a lot of good teams after this.
That's what's scary. Is that you can have a light little cake fucking next 5 weeks, and then it's just going to be the fucking thrown right to the Wolves.
Yeah, they're about to head out to Arizona.
Arizona, I mean, San Diego sucks. White Sox sucks. Detroit sucks. Pittsburgh sucks. Milwaukee,
Arizona
not
again.
Bad.
Three games
Arizona,
Arizona
not bad. San Diego, suck it.
Sucks.
Three
yeah,
games
Washington.
Left.
That'll Washington, be a that'll look be. At that one. That's a big.
Giants always play you tough too. They would love nothing more than to come in here and throw a monkey wrench into your plans. I mean, not like it's going to knock you out
they're
of the fucking postseason.
What? They're going to win a lot of games.
They're going to win a lot of games. You know, now we got, dude, we have two rookies that are killing it in hitting. I mean, nobody's even talking about Seager, and he's a monster.
That could fall off, though. That, you see that, the young hitters sometimes, they kind of fade.
Hit toward, that rookie that, wall.
Yeah, that could happen.
All right, man.
No, I'm just saying, you got to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, teams figure them out eventually. Yeah, yeah. It could be not till next season.
It happened to Schwarber. Yeah. That's exactly what happened to Schwarber. That motherfucker was hot all the way up to, like, early September. And then all of a sudden just, and then this year he's been up and down and up and down and up and down. And then,
and plus, we have Gonzalez coming back.
Yeah. It's a good team.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I would rather have him off the bench as a big bat late at this point.
Yeah, but my point is, like, even if they figure out Bellinger, we have Gonzalez sitting there waiting to rock.
Baseball doesn't quite work that way for hitters. You need your timing. He's got to get back in, get tons
of at-bats.
He'll get
in. He'll get in. We'll work him in. I'll talk to some people, move some shit around.
I mean, I think the Dodgers look tough.
Dude, our eight hitter is Yasiel Puig. What? That could be the greatest eight hitter in the history of humanity.
Scott Brosius.
What?
Yeah, Scott Brosius.
I mean, dude, the guy's hitting home runs left and right in the eighth spot. I love it.
Is he back, Puig?
I wouldn't depend on Puig.
No.
Dude, you get anything out of that eighth spot, you're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't depend on him in a tough at bat.
Batting hitting stats.
He's hit some good up. Come on, dude. You're just a negative nanny.
Yasiel Puig hitting .258. On base percentage .332. OPS over .800.
Not bad.
It's pretty good for an eight hitter for
How
sure.
How many dongs?
Lots of dongs, big black ones.
21 home runs.
How many?
21.
21 on pace for probably 30.
That's pretty good.
Something
pretty
like
good.
That.
Solid. Yeah. Oh, there we go, right there.
41 walks. That's a surprise.
On pace for 31.
Yeah, I'll take it.
He'll take it from 8 hitters.
That's his most home runs of his career, actually.
Yeah.
So his power has actually increased.
Yeah, man. The pitcher's starting to get a little more tired, you know? Needs a little one guy off, so he just, you know, hesitates for a second. Bam! Kill him.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. God, it's hard to believe Puig's been in the league for 5 years. Yeah. Seems like just the other day, I was like, wow, this guy's a great little new guy.
Yeah.
Four guys with OPSs over .900. Four made regular starters. Wow.
I mean, dude, I mean, these guys, they called up. I owe Andrew Friedman a giant apology. I ripped him a new asshole because he didn't give up any of these.
And Magic.
Any of these pictures, any of these prospects for these bigger bats and these bigger pitchers that we were trying to get before.
Your fantasy trades you were trying to put together, getting rid of
I always
every prospect
tried,
in the system.
Yeah, yeah, dude. But he's right, dude. Put together a killer lineup.
Nobody loves trades more than you.
I do love trades.
In all sports, you would just love a nice trade.
I've been working on a trade for Johnny, for Josh from the Roast Battle, Josh Martin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're going to trade him for him?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we get a later pick.
That's Wait, not bad.
We're going to have to really use that later pick on something good.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in today. I just hate
Yeah, good
Ari.
Luck getting Jason here with the.
I just hate Ari so much. All he does is talk shit about me.
What?
That's my Josh Martin.
I don't talk shit about him. How much should I pay for a baseball glove?
$5,000. I'll get it for you.
I don't know. $40 maybe?
Yeah.
I got a guy. $5,000. It's a $10,000 mitt,
though. You spend a lot more than that.
It's autographed by. Who do you want it to be autographed by?
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yep, that's it. What a coincidence.
Ari, why? You going to go play a little baseball, play a little catch?
Yeah, I got a wedding, and they're all going to play catch.
I'm trying to get in a wiffle ball league going. Me and a buddy of mine are trying to get a little wiffle ball league going.
Really?
Yeah, I think
why
that'd be fun.
Why?
It'd be fun. Just play wiffle ball. Don't have to fucking kill yourself.
$50 is a good one, Ari. Yeah.
$50, that's not bad. Okay, I'll do that.
And then what are you going to do with it?
You want a softball league? Or are you gonna
just make sure it's baseball and not softball because it's a different club.
Why don't you get the Chris Bryant Youth Infield?
Look, get the what?
Google mitts for her.
Mitts for her.
Oh, I should get a pig mitt. That'd be great.
Yeah. Dude, you could. Yeah, you should get something.
And just
really...
say you sport trans in the military.
Or like a little kid's mitt, one of those little ones that couldn't catch a cold.
Dude, do you think the Angels will ever trade Trout? He's just rotting away there.
No.
Yeah, why would? I mean, he's the reason people go to Angels games.
And they sign him for next to nothing. Like, no, there's no reason.
Is he on? They have a pretty good contract with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that Pujols thing.
I don't know what it is about the Angels I just don't like.
I love Mike Trout.
I like the Angels.
Do you? I don't like them.
They're a white team. They're a white team.
I don't like Anaheim. Yeah. I don't like the city of Anaheim. Mm-hmm. I don't care about
why?
The Ducks.
You don't like
it
Asian?
Just seems very Disney corporate. It reminds me of ESPN and Disney
hotels.
And
yeah, a lot of hotels.
Rich white people. That's what it reminds me of. Like you go to that stadium, it's like going to it's another good example.
That's fun stadium.
It's too much. It doesn't feel like a ballpark like Dodger
it's
Stadium does or Wrigley
hysterical.
Field. I feel like I'm in a mall.
It looks like they made it for a movie.
Yep. Yep.
It's just sterile. It's got no soul
like,
to it.
I feel like I'm at a mall. Makes me feel like I'm, I don't know. I just don't like it.
Did anybody watch any of the boxing this weekend?
No, but a buddy of mine texted me, said that fight was fantastic.
Dude, Lemonade?
Yeah.
Lomachenko.
Did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
Dude, the guy's a surgeon,
right?
He's
a badass, yeah. Yeah. He's like he's in the Matrix.
What was that on this weekend?
ESPN.
Okay.
ESPN's doing a lot of good boxing
they
matches.
They are. Yeah. They've really financially supported this new boxing thing they're doing. Put a lot of money in and
I
promo
love
behind
watching
it, so.
Boxing.
I mean, they had a Pacquiao fight on, this Lomachenko fight. Yeah. That's a big get.
That's good for boxing. It's big for boxing.
It's good for
ESPN
boxing because people get so mad about these wackadoo decisions. Like let's say that Pacquiao fight. The only thing that kept me from losing my shit is that me or none of my friends ponied up $65 to watch
that
bullshit.
That was
so
was
if you're
going
to start putting big marquee fights on live television where I don't have to pay for it, I'm willing to fucking not be as upset with your fucking circus antics.
Just be glad you didn't.
By the way, I just watched on ESPN Classic Tyson, three or four Tyson fights in a row, and the last one was Tyson Buster Douglas. What a fight.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Yeah, to watch it late at night. Yeah.
And the announcers that they were talking like, I busted Doug's leg. And then when he's holding his own, he goes, he's actually the first guy standing toe to toe with him. He's not backing down. And you just saw three fights where everyone did back down.
Yep.
And just trying to like,
well, he was just, you know, it's the same thing Ronda Rousey. He just had, you know, he just had this mystique that he got in these guys' heads. These dudes who would fight.
But he at least knocked out 27 people in a row, everybody that was thrown at him, including everybody that had a belt.
Yeah, he's not.
He wasn't. Ronda Rousey was very coddled.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, if she would have cleaned out a division and cleaned out everybody. Guys, go to BetTSI.com and make any bets that you guys want. Guys, everything's coming up. Like we said earlier, for our good friends at SeatGeek, NFL preseason is here. Baseball is hot as fuck. There's always the UFCs coming down. Bet on boxing. Bet on whatever you want. Our good friends at SeatGeek have all kinds of prop bets. I mean, SeatGeek. At BetTSI have all kinds of prop bets that you can do. The McGregor fight. There's a lot of action on that as well. And we have a new promo code, which is PUNCH25. Use the promo code PUNCH25, and that gets you, guess what? $25 now, betting cash.
Straight cash.
None of this $10 stuff. That gets you $25 off. And if you deposit money directly into that account, they will give you a 200% bump on it.
200%.
Ooh.
200%.
That's over $5,000. If I got my math right.
If you crunch the numbers, Ari.
Crunch those numbers, Ari.
So that gives you $25 to bet with, not the 10 that we used to.
And the new code is PUNCH25. That'll get you $25 to bet with. And throw some parlays
out
there.
I've been doing parlays like a motherfucker, getting close. I'm going to hit one.
You and everybody else.
No, I'm going to hit one, dude. The last three, I've gotten four out of the five.
You and every other person who
really?
Bets parlays.
Really? People do that all the time?
I think so, yeah.
Wait, the first four or just any four?
That means any four.
Any four. So that doesn't mean anything? That's not close?
No, if you lose the first one, you're like, I got four out of five. It's like, you lost instantly.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
The NCAA championship team in the first round.
You just have no emotion involved. If I lose the first one, I'm like, I just whip the thing up.
Not this last one.
Is that better or worse?
Before that, I gone all the way to the last fight.
Would you rather lose the first one or the last one?
I do love... See, there's the thing where you get the high from like, fuck, man, I'm in a good mood for 2 hours.
You get the low.
But then you get the drop off.
It's like drugs. Yeah.
Versus where I'm always like, of course I lost the first one. You know, I think I'd rather lose the first one than get my hopes ripped out.
I don't know. I enjoy going through it. You know, it's fun.
It's like the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in the lead?
That is exactly what it was like. Yeah. That is the same thing. Yeah. Where I was like the happiest I'd ever been for 2.5 hours. And then I was devastated for, what day is it? So since February 5th, I've been fucking an emotional hole.
Would you rather have gotten blown out then?
In hindsight, not blown out.
No, dude, because that would fuck your season up next season.
I wouldn't want to get blown out.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to get blown out. I think I would like to maybe have fought back, made a comeback and lost, then fucking just think it was a – I actually never thought it was a wrap. Everybody that I was watching the game with was like high-fiving me and – I turned my phone off, so when I turned it back on the next day, I didn't even turn it on that night. I was so mad. I had a lot of texts at halftime from people. A lot.
Did you?
It's a wrap.
People want
it.
People
want
to mess it up, man.
You got it, bro.
Really
congrats. Fuck the Patriots. Congrats. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I'm glad I wasn't, you know.
I love doing that. I love just saying, well, it's over, like calling it.
Yeah.
Just putting jinx on things on purpose.
Yep.
What would you rather? I know the answer to that. I was going to ask.
It's a lot of body here, Ari.
I was going to ask a stupid question. You would rather have the Clippers, Dodgers, Raiders win one championship and the other ones never get one for the rest of your life. Ooh. What would you pick?
You'd pick Clippers. You already got a Raiders championship.
That's so hard, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
So hard.
I know. But you're also used to the Clippers never winning.
So hard, dude.
You get one championship out of those three. Your three favorite teams, you get one championship.
I can't do it.
Raiders, Clippers, Dodgers?
Yeah. Clippers, Raiders, Dodgers. That's hard.
Aries, you would be
Dallas,
Cowboys,
Yankees,
and
whatever
Pelicans.
Front-running team is in any sport.
He's a Pelican fan.
I get the Pelicans to win a championship, and then never have another one again.
Well, you got so many with the Yankees. And
so you'd be fine if the Yankees never won again if the Brow got a chip.
Wait, but all that we have now is winning one more time. If I go to the Yankees, they win one more, and that's it.
That's true. That's a bad deal, though. That's a bad deal for a Yankees fan. I mean, they're going to win some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just,
but this isn't real, Johnny. This isn't real. This is a
It's a little bit harder for you because you don't necessarily have a team that's likely to win anything.
What would yours be? I'll even throw Tar Heels in for you because you're a diehard Tar Heel fan.
One for the rest of my – it'd be a football championship for UNC.
UNC over the Panthers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, wow. Just because it's so improbable.
Oh, yeah, football. Yeah. I mean, basketball for them is old hat.
Hey, I heard, speaking of North Carolina, I heard Steph Curry has 1 year of eligibility left, and he's going to think about going to the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I wish.
Dude, there's a lot of, like, I mean, mine obviously would be the Falcons.
They passed on him, Steph Curry.
I would,
yeah.
There's a lot of, like, crazy good high school basketball players right now.
Dude.
There's, like, three guys that are, all three are talking about, like, I mean, maybe I'll play half a season in college only because I have to.
Yeah, there's some crazy
gotta
guys.
Fix that.
That one fat guy that can dunk, he's not fat, but he's a big, he's big boned.
What's his name?
I'd be worried about his weight.
Zion?
Yeah.
Oh, Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in
that
South
guy,
Carolina. Yeah,
that
he's
guy.
He's the best guy in his thing. There's a dude named Michael something. He's the best in his league. He's almost a seven-footer. Who's
this
got
kid
like,
and can jump
beast, yeah.
out of the gym.
Carolina is trying to.
And he does not look like he.
You think he's going to be Charles Barkley?
I think, yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think. I mean, you're talking about a kid who here who's 17 and already is carrying a lot of
fat.
Extra weight.
I think he's thick.
Yeah, he's kind of a LeBron body frame. Yeah. You know, a little bit softer than that. But yeah,
let me see.
See who's going up. Look if you can find the guy, Michael.
Well, let's just do. I mean, can we?
You're dead to me.
I just want to.
That guy. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see where these guys go.
Michael.
Because all of them are going to be in the NBA in 500, 400 days.
Bigsley, I think his name, Michael Bigsley.
Yeah.
I like how everyone's boycotting the fucking refs. See,
that guy, look, he looks, I mean.
Look at him.
Oh, my God.
That's that LeBron hammer. I mean, that's
dude,
how he
this
threw
guy
it.
Is yeah, dude, fucking
this is
stupid.
This is when he was a junior, by the way.
Dude, when he was in eighth grade, he was, like, flying. Like, literally flying. Like, he'd be in the air forever.
Some of his dunks are absolute. I mean, and so you got to factor. He's probably 16, maybe 17 here. This is off the backboard. Oh, no. I mean, good God. This kid is incredible.
Look who's covering.
Zion Williamson is his name.
That guy will be. That'll be a picture in his house. It literally looks like Brenton's playing him.
This is the number one dunk for Zion Williamson.
Yeah, watch just any kind of highlight reel this guy has. He's got a bazillion of them. They're all over Bleacher Report. I can't imagine being a high school kid that all of your high school games are on SportsCenter every single day.
This is a guy who's going to be suspiciously driving a BMW in a couple of years.
He probably has had a fucking BMW from recruiters when he was eight.
He's playing all white people?
Yeah, probably.
In front of them.
He's like, oh, I'm not going to be playing in the
That's
college.
South Carolina.
Yeah, but he goes to these AAU tournaments and lights it up, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's really good.
What about and one tournaments?
No, those are for people who were really good
he
at...
He looks like he's been playing in an and one cheeseburger tournament.
Making bounce passes and don't want to give up on their dream of playing pro.
I can't find the guy you're talking about, Michael Bigsley.
Fuck.
I've got a pretty special feeling that's not how you say his name.
It's probably like
Michael Johnson. My bad.
Find him. Maybe that's the issue.
Just Google high school basketball player. See what kind of, I'm sure
best
it'll pop up. It'll pop up that way.
Yeah, that's it. Marvin Bagley.
Marvin Bagley. Michael Bigsley.
Are you really surprised that I don't fucking know it?
Michael Bigsley, and it's, what was it, Marvin?
Marvin Bagley.
Bagley.
Sorry, dude.
That's what I said.
You didn't know Zion.
That's what I said.
You were like, Z-Dog Town?
I forget what I called him, yeah.
Dogtown Z-Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I knew what he was talking about, at least. I mean, I picked that up immediately.
No, I said Zion. That's why you knew that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's like 7 foot.
These highlight videos, by the way, these people who put music, you're trying to watch highlights and they got some shitty rap song.
Oh,
I hate that.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
There's some certain person that's like, does all those.
Yeah. And
not just one guy, but they're always like, yeah, man, let me put some... Hey, time to get crunk. Oh, yeah, who's ready to go to work? And I'm like, turn this shit down, man. I just want to watch this kid dunk.
That was the worst thing about MySpace, you remember? Like, all these chicks had music, so you'd check out their profile, the music would just start playing.
I forgot about that.
Another room. You're like, what are you looking at? Dude, he's like 7 foot, and he could do everything. Dude, they're just, it's like they're coming out of factories.
And
like
you know what? There's a lot of them coming out of factories now. Like Shaq's kid, all the fucking NBA players that we grew up with, all their kids are now 15, 16, and just fucking getting fucking nasty with it. Well, Shaq's kid's good.
We were talking about Bellinger, right? We were talking about how his dad played for the Yankees. And it's like, yeah, these kids are growing up like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Both their parents were NBA players.
Chris Bryant's dad played, didn't he?
Yeah, probably.
And there's no way this guy should be going to college for, come on.
Well, the good thing about guys like this is, like, if you're on this guy's basketball team, your job is pretty easy. Yeah. Get to that fucking goddamn skyscraper standing in the paint.
Yeah.
And secondly, every recruiter for every university in the goddamn world is at least going to come watch you throw some passes, maybe hit
He's
some free throws.
So big,
yeah, Carolina's got found a couple of guys that way just by going to see someone else, you know. And
this is like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it is like Teen Wolf.
He's, you know, it's like Patrick Ewing looked 45 in 11th grade. Like this guy.
Like Greg Oden. Remember how he looked when he was in high school? He looked like he was 50.
He's just so big, dude. And nobody's even talking about this kid because all they talk about is Zion.
What about that?
Well, this is the number one recruit, apparently,
yeah,
according
might
to ESPN.
Yeah, he for USC.
What about that little leaguer who hit that home run?
Oh, that was a cranker, wasn't it?
Jesus.
That kid looked like he was 45.
Yeah.
He's so huge.
They're like, this kid can hit it to the trees. And then crank.
Do you like Little League?
I do like watching Little League baseball. The Little League World Series,
great.
I'll watch.
Did you see the videos of the,
my dad?
I saw three videos of a guy who gave up a home run, a pitcher who gave up a home run, but they were monster home runs. I see them turn around and just go, wow. Like, it's impressive the guy hit it that far.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this kid fucking, when I say he jacks this home run, it might have been on sports.
I think this is Zion.
Yeah, like, he said he came into the trees, but that's
yeah.
just.
Yeah. That looks like Michael Jordan get ready to play for the fucking
and they literally
White
go,
Sox.
They literally go, right now, they literally go during this video, they go, apparently this kid, they say he can hit it all the way to the trees. Well, I believe that when I see it, Rick. And then crank.
Look at that.
All
Look
the way
that.
To those trees. Watch how far he hits these kids going back
Look
to get this ball.
How far away those
Holy
trees
cow.
Are. That is a major
Holy
league
shit.
Baseball
they said he
bomb.
Hit it,
look at that dude.
They said he hit it 350-something.
Wow.
A kid just hit 350.
Swank.
350 in the fence
that
is
kid
at
has
200.
Four kids.
Yeah. He hit 150
that
kid, over the fence.
That kid's must have been so happy dad.
Played child support on two of them.
Like if he hit that in like Wrigley Field, it wouldn't have gone to Waveland. It would have gone to Wisconsin.
Okay.
Unbelievable, dude.
Did anybody watch, I know we were talking about boxing, anybody watch Fight Night?
Is that the guard?
Evans, Rashad Evans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's done.
No, did
right?
he play?
He's done.
He lost?
They think he's done. I mean, he fought valiantly, but I mean, you get that old and you.
It's just fighting's just a young man's game.
I mean, especially once you start getting touch, I mean, that chin is such a thing.
But he's lost his speed. I mean, like, dude.
And that was his game. And a little bit of his power, it seems like. I mean,
dude, you can't. And he lost weight to go down. The lower you go, in my opinion, the weight class, the faster they get.
Yeah, so you're like, all right, I'm going to sacrifice power for speed.
Smaller guys are faster.
Yeah.
You know, so he's dropping weight to do smaller guys, and I think he's losing a little speed. I just don't. Yeah, I it's hard to watch these guys. He's the last of the originals. Still fighting.
Yeah, probably.
Well, there's, what's his face? Diego Sanchez, but his brains are shish bob.
I think he got knocked out in Nashville.
Yeah, he's done. Who else is left? That's it.
Yep. I'm looking at some of these results here. It was actually a pretty decent card for a free one. You know, because here's the ones I don't like. Five fights, all go to a decision, and it's just like, whatever. You know, there's some good chokeouts. There was some good fucking knockouts. It was, it was a decent card to watch. There was a lot of people on this card. I had no idea. I didn't know a lot of people
on
the.
But that's fine.
For a free one, that's fine.
Dude, boxing does it all the time. They'll put a boxing match on. You don't know who these guys are. And if they're good, you'll watch it.
Dude, if there's a
the
UFC or a Bellator
has
on,
to get to
I'll
a point
it.
Where it's like, we can't have every fight have a name on it because it's watering down our pay-per-views. So we got to put this name on this fight card. It takes it off the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like, dude, there's UFC fights on. It's up-and-comers. You don't need – fighting's the one thing – in my opinion, you don't have to know their name. Fights are great. Mm-hmm. That's why Bellator can have a great fight once in a while. Because fighting's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You just, dude, I watched two fat fucks fight at a Denny's.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pay for that.
Yeah. That should be its own fighting league.
Yeah.
Eat, then fight.
I like it.
You see the guy, when they did that guy at Hamburger Stud, the guy put him in some jiu-jitsu triangle. It was great. Like this really skinny dude versus this giant fat fuck who was drunk yelling at everybody. Worst fight ever. The guy knew like barely any jiu-jitsu and was able to submit the guy. It was such a classic fight.
In a triangle?
Yeah. Or I think it was a triangle.
I don't know how to Google that.
Put fat drunk guy fights jiu-jitsu dude at Hamburger Place.
At Hamburger Place.
Yeah.
That is one of my biggest YouTube rabbit holes is street fights.
Yeah, I could watch that forever.
I'll watch one, and then it just never stops showing fights.
Did you guys see the sparring, Paulie Malignaggi and Conor McGregor, this controversy with those guys?
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating.
It is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, well, yeah, they've been showing, like, photos of Paulie Malignaggi looking kind of shitty, you know, and Paulie Malignaggi finally left the camp and said, listen, they're trying to fuck me over.
And they got in, they were sparring also, and got really chippy when
really
they started
chippy.
Really
yeah.
fucking
well, Paulie Malignaggi
fighting.
Flew out to Vegas, and he said the very next day they wanted to spar 12 rounds, which apparently uncommon. It's not a thing you do. And he was pissed about that, and apparently it got violent. I mean, they really went and beat the shit out of each other for 12 rounds.
Yeah.
And they made it. Of course, Dana White was there, and he felt it was kind of like a setup. Malignaggi did, and so he tried to work on McGregor
what
pretty
do you
good.
Think was
so it sounds
happen.
Like it sounds like he did.
It what they,
like
what
Malignaggi
it sounds like
got,
that they did is like, you know, to hype up this fight and all this. Paulie Malignaggi, that's a great fighter. If you're going to be sparring against somebody like that, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't some schlub. And I'm sure he's paid handsomely for it. But let's say you and I are sparring each other. I'm Conor McGregor, and I'm throwing a punch, and you're like going down to kind of. You know, move your head down to block it or something, and then I release a photo of that. It looks like I'm lighting you up, and you're on the way down.
But it was even worse than that. What they did was he got pushed down. McGregor pushed him down, and they showed him on the ground.
Yep,
like he got knocked out, and it was a push.
But even Malignaggi says he was getting some. He was doing pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, he said he.
Malignaggi said, "Hey, he is better than people think. I think he's going to do fine." But. Release the whole fucking sparring session.
Look at this.
If you think I got dealt with, release all 12 rounds on video.
Exactly.
Lomachenko offered to replace Malignaggi.
Yeah.
McGregor, he would work McGregor. I mean,
well,
he would kill him.
Connor's crazy enough to do it.
Yeah, that would be a bad.
You know?
That'd be a bad.
But, I mean, Malignaggi, what do you think was going to happen? You guys aren't friends. This guy's living in a. When you get to that level, there's a level of psychoticness, I think, that comes with. Being so driven to get to that level.
Yeah, but there are certain, like, what, you know, what they would call in baseball, unspoken rules about sparring sessions. You know, you're not supposed to release publicity. Yeah,
that's his biggest beef. I'm helping you out, and all you're doing is making me look bad to everybody.
Like an asshole,
I'm trying to get another job as a sparring partner in the future, and you're making it look like I can't even stand on my feet against someone that's never boxed before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree.
I just can't. I wouldn't expect anything less than... They're going to try to make me look bad. So
well,
they
already did it with that. They did it before with that other guy, that New Zealander or whatever, and he released. Remember, he came out and released the full tape, and it made McGregor look bad. That was just because he's not as big a name. They didn't.
I wouldn't try. I mean, like, I've none against Conor. I don't know him. I've just been in show business.
I like
and
him.
People like that are like psychopaths.
I hope he loses.
They're honestly. Psychopaths. They're just super driven. Win at all costs. Whatever it takes. Everything is calculated. Yeah. Nothing
like,
just happens.
Like people in business, too. Those business, so like American Psycho guys. Yeah.
Dude, he's just a fucking, to that level, not just in the UFC, but now to get this fight going, you have to be crazy to make that happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think it was low class to do that.
It's
you know,
boxing.
I think you can have the same fucking image of these two sweating with the headgear on after sparring for an hour and a half and being like, got a good workout session. I'm like, oh, shit, he's sparring Malignaggi. Now it looks good for both of them versus some leaked photos where it looks like McGregor's just beat the shit out of you. And you're like, damn, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm working on these. They were all like making McGregor like a badass too, where he was like 2 feet off the ground. Superman punches and shit.
Like that was on a pushdown. That was on a pushdown. Yeah. Not even a strike. Not even anything. And then they released that. And Malignaggi's like, what the?
This
fuck?
One. Look where he's like. That's not even a boxing position, you know. And just because McGregor looks cool.
One doesn't bother me.
Well, yeah, but they got Malignaggi like, oh god,
Malignaggi looks like he's got dad bod.
Yeah, he said he's out of shape. I mean, he's not in boxing. This is. He. What happened was Malignaggi talked a little shit about McGregor. He said that Mayweather's going to kill him. And McGregor got pissed and said, come into camp with me if you think he's going to kill me. And so Malignaggi kind of did them a favor.
So what is Malignaggi thinking? This guy's – there's some rules to this thing?
No, there are. There kind of are, though. I mean,
yeah, but, dude, the guy – you just talk shit to this
dude? Yeah, but here's the point, though. If they're going to make him look bad, he has the right to defend himself on Twitter, you know.
Like, I agree with that. Yeah.
Right.
I disagree.
I can't believe that.
Should there be a law against that, Ari?
If I shoot a clip of, I'll put it in terms that Sam Tripoli can get behind. If I
make a clip of you doing stand-up.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And right on one of your punchlines, somebody sneezes, and the audience doesn't really hear it, and so the joke kind of falls flat, and you kill for an hour, and then I release just that.
Sam Tripoli bombed.
Tripoli, another fucking questionable set.
Yep.
And you're like, I murdered. Release the whole fucking set.
Yeah. Right, right.
Exactly. Same
I
thing.
Get that.
And not only you make me look bad, two, you're kind of taking a sandwich out of
my mouth.
Well,
it would be even more like if you did a corporate gig as a favor for somebody, and then they released the...
Yeah, that's even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I get it. But Mal Naji's been doing... He's been the go-to guy for boxing. Every...
Can I ask a question about Mal Naji?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are we talking about?
He was a, he's like a three-time champ.
Yeah, he was a great boxer.
He's a really, really
he's a good boxer.
Third? No, no, like within the past 5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a champion.
And now he's kind of like the...
he does Showtime's boxing, yeah, all their boxing.
He's like a really John good... Pitch. He's really good, too.
And then he had a funny thing. Ari, I know you don't like boxing.
He's like Dominic Cruz.
But boxing
five
is great.
He's 5 years retired. Who are we talking about?
He's not 5 years retired.
And the guy fought Bronner. That was so funny afterwards where Bronner's like, I took your bitch. And he's like, it's my side piece. They're fighting about that in the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was pretty bad, yeah. Broner's an idiot.
He said it's my side piece.
Yeah, like, he's like, hey, my girl, that's my side piece.
I was just giving her a dick down.
Yeah, I wish he would have yelled dick down.
Yeah, his last fight was in 2017. I mean, this year, so.
Come on, dude.
How do you do?
Stop being negative.
Let's see. I think he won.
Just go to his.
No, he lost. He lost to Eggington.
He lost some nobody. This guy sucks.
No, Eggington's pretty good. He's all right. But anyway, 30, I mean, he's old now. Yeah.
36.
He doesn't make, I know. That's what I'm saying. He's some fucking old, out of shape nobody. You guys are talking about him like he's fucking A-Rod in his prime.
36 and
well, that's
eight.
The point, though, Ari. I mean, he did really well against McGregor, and he's an old, you know, out of shape asshole.
I mean, Mayweather's older. I mean, he's not going to be out of shape, but he's older.
Yeah, he's older. But listen, did you see that picture of him this week? I mean, Jesus, is he ripped up. He looks like...
He's probably HGH-ing, too.
Yeah, well, I think that was the speculation was that he was maybe...
Dude, he's been busted. And they still let him fight. He's like you know? It's just bullshit. I don't know. Are the tickets selling? I don't even know anymore.
It'll be sold out.
It's not sold out yet, though. I saw it yesterday.
It'll be sold out. One way or another. They're not getting the 50 grand a ticket that they want or whatever.
Well, it's what
ridiculous.
I mean. It's the second these guys that buy up all these tickets and then try to sell them for
$30,000.
I mean,
the Super Bowl tickets are $2,000, $3,000. Granted, there's 100,000 seats versus 25,000 or whatever. But the goddamn greatest sporting event in the world, as far as eyes watching it, next to maybe the World Cup, tickets are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. This thing they're trying to get $18,000 a ticket. I wouldn't pay $18,000 if I was fucking got to hang out with both the guys for a week after it.
Third row on TV was $80,000 in the third row.
That's like dummy prices. It's not even real. I mean, it can't even be real. Can you pull up? I want to see. I know we talked about it a little bit, but I want to see what the all the games that are this week preseason schedule.
Okay, yeah, I had it up.
Already. Everybody plays this week. You guys play Cardinals.
What'd you just do?
I think he just shit out of his dick. It sounds like
I know. It's such a weird body function.
It sounded like he pooped.
By the way,
standing.
Already gotten back his American fat. Remember when he went to Third World?
You do got a little bit of a little bit. No, that's not too bad.
No, I mean, you're
looks
in
like
good
he's
shape.
Sucking it in.
Yeah, he's
this, the out from here to there.
Yeah, you look pregnant.
No, like a week maybe.
Falcons, Dolphins Thursday. Your Panthers play Wednesday.
Yeah, it's weird. They play Wednesday. The only team playing Wednesday.
That's good for you, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Higher chance you'll see it. Oh, no. Raiders really do play
Panthers
Saturday.
Panthers really had a shot to win, and then they didn't, and now there's no shot.
Raiders don't play till
what,
Saturday.
What, the Panthers?
Yeah.
I think they're going to be okay this year, actually. The NFC South is going to be tough, though. Jeez.
I know, man. No shit.
But
every team in the South is going to be good.
Christian McCaffrey's going to be good. They finally have a left tackle.
That might be the best division in football.
Possibly, yeah.
Do you think they have a bounce back?
The Panthers? Yeah, they could have a bounce back and still not make the playoffs. Though. Like, they could be a really good team and still not make the playoffs in the NFC.
There might be two teams out of that division that probably could make the playoffs if they were in another division.
Yeah, you're talking about like a 10-6 team, probably just not getting there.
Do you think the Chiefs are going to be any good?
That'd be interesting.
Do you think the Raiders are going to win every game?
No.
What?
Of course not.
Come on, dude.
I doubt that. I'll bag of bets that if you want.
No.
Raiders
no.
go undefeated.
I have enough bag of bets going on.
Raiders go undefeated. Who do they Raiders play Saturday? I just said it.
Cardinals.
Yeah. And that's not till 7 o'clock. That's a weird. That's a late game for Saturday.
I guess because they're not really worried about East Coast Washington.
They don't Arizona doesn't do, what's it called? Time zone changes. They don't do
daylight savings.
Right.
Yeah, so it's probably off because of that.
You know, I was saying this, Johnny and I were talking about this earlier, but preseason, you just want to just no injuries. This is you watching a preseason game. No injuries, no injuries, no injuries, no injuries, no injuries. It's so meaningless and dangerous.
So how are they supposed to prepare?
Well, they don't. The players and the teams don't want those four games. They want like two games, maybe.
Oh, I think they should. I think it should be an 18-game season with two preseason games.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it's hard to argue for doing anything but cutting the number of games right now with all this CTE
stuff. Of course.
Dude, if you keep adding games, it's just going to water down the – that's what the NFL's done.
Well, I'm talking about injuries. I'm not talking about watering down anything.
By having so many games now.
Who?
Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Oh, it's still the same number of games. It's just more games on national
TV. Yeah, but it's only one game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? It's just –
it's only two games during the week that aren't –
there's something special about – the NFL, that Sunday was football day.
How is it not?
Yeah, it was special.
You know, now it's
you're only talking about the Thursday
game. I mean, when you
game.
Only had two channels, too, there was something special about the two channels.
Yeah, and then you gotta fuck with your fancy league. You forget that there's a Thursday game.
That's the only thing that's different,
though. They're doing this. It's just, they don't care. They don't care. The suits will never care what the actual purchasers, clientele, fans think.
But aren't you watching way more football now? Like, I like having a Thursday game.
I do too.
Yeah. Because you, I mean, when they're all the same time on Sunday, you can only watch
one
game.
They're not even smart enough to put a fucking bye before those games.
That's unfair.
What do you mean?
Those teams that have to play Sunday, Thursday, that's really
unfair. As much as they can, they work around that.
Yeah, but
a lot of times if you play,
they should go with the teams, pick the teams that are going to go Thursday, and make sure each one of them has a bye.
Right, I do think
right
they
before
try.
That or right after it? Because the problem is, you want to play Sunday then Thursday, or do you want to play Thursday then Sunday?
I don't think they do that at all.
Before that Thursday game. Yeah.
Right, that's what
because
I'm saying.
Because
you're
going Sunday to Thursday.
You got to have the bye after it.
No, before it.
Well, no, but
because then you play Thursday and
really,
you play
it's
three
not really
days
a bye,
later.
Though. It's because, I mean, I wouldn't even call that a bye, really. I mean, that's just taking the place of the Sunday
I'm
game.
Saying they shouldn't play the week before that Thursday game.
Well, and the NFL
that's
tries to
quick
sort
of
that
a
out.
Turnover.
Yeah, they try to do that, but
yeah, but the problem
they don't.
Is, you have if you don't do it the other way, you have more of a turnover, less of, because you got to play Thursday. You already had the bye, so now you got to play immediately Sunday versus Sunday to Thursday.
I don't think they call that a bye, though. Is what I'm saying. I think that's just they say, hey, you're playing Thursday.
Oh, because
that's,
they play
well,
that
I play
same
Sunday.
Way.
Right, I play right, Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
Then I have to play Thursday.
Right.
Right. That shouldn't be that close.
Yeah, as much as they can stop that. I mean, they don't even start the Thursday games till the bye week start.
The
first like 4 weeks, there's no Thursday games because no one's had a bye week
that
yet.
Played in that Thursday a bye before the thing.
Yeah, you try to do that
those games
as much as
much
they can.
Better.
But this team, the players maybe, but everybody else, nobody's complaining about being on national television on Thursday.
Totally complaining.
No, I said everybody but the players. The business guys though, and the people in the front office love that shit because they're guaranteed to sell tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, and advertising money and all that because you're
the
on
games
television.
Have not been good.
I don't know. I've seen. I mean,
but it's football. I mean, it's football
Thursday.
On Thursday. I'm not going to complain.
It's
about
always
that,
rivalry
man.
Games. I think Thursday games are great. It's always Saints Falcons or it's always rivalry
right.
games.
Ari, what are you doing right now? Are you researching while you take a shit?
So wait, you stood up to urinate and now you're taking it down?
I realized it was in more than one. It was two.
Oh, you're doing a number. You should take a number three. That's where you also come. Shit, piss, and cum. That's a number three.
One plus two?
Yep. That's how that generally goes.
Diarrhea is already taken number three. You can't, like, take it back from diarrhea.
Yeah, that's what they say, dude. You can't take it back from
how
diarrhea.
How does flex schedule work for Monday night games? I don't understand. How do they move it for the fans who have tickets? How do they tell them when their game is going to be?
They usually announce it 2 weeks before what gets flexed once the flex games start.
Is every Monday have a flex game?
No. Flex games are at through the second half of the season when they – so for your exact point, they're like, hey, Jacksonville's terrible and Carolina sucks, and we thought they were both going to be good, and that's why we got them on the fucking flex Monday night game. But now, Raiders and Chargers, winner of this game wins the division. So we're going to flex them back to Sunday and flex them to Monday.
Ah.
So for that exact point.
That fucks people who bought tickets and all that shit, right?
Plans. Yeah, make plans. If I'm
well,
like,
but you know you bought a flex ticket. It's not like they just surprise you. You go, hey, this game could be Sunday, could be Monday.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's buying a ticket to, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that's mostly for, nobody's going to complain about that, really.
People are going to complain. They complain about everything. Yeah,
season ticket holders, I can see. But, I mean, if you can flex to a Monday night game, that's what you want anyway.
Yeah, that's a showcase.
You know, that's a part of having
what
a good team.
What if you
got to
fly home?
These are your Thursday night games.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if I was going to buy tickets to a Falcons game, I'm not going to buy if I buy a flex ticket, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to have to be there Saturday through Tuesday because it might be a Monday night game. You know, I would plan my trip around that because no one's going to surprise you with a week two and like, surprise, your game's Thursday now.
You know
when you buy those flex tickets
that's what they are. These are some shitty games,
Sam,
I got to say.
This has been one of the funniest episodes.
They come with a buyer's beware. So what is this? All of
those are the Thursday games for this season, yeah. They're not great.
Rams, Niners, I could give a shit about that. Yeah. Let's see. Bears, Packers, that's a rivalry game. Gotta hope. October 5th, I want both planes to collide in the air for the Patriots and the Buccaneers. I hope that both planes fucking crash into each other. No Falcons on Thursday, huh?
Let's go.
I thought we had one with the Saints.
Hold on, I don't have the.
Oh, yeah, we do have one with the Saints.
December 7th, yeah. New Orleans at Atlanta.
Ah, that's a big game right there. It's second to last.
Do you think the Colts are at all going to be good?
I think Colts will be okay. I mean, they have so much work to do on defense, though. Colts
has got to come back.
That was a surprise. What a surprise. I really thought he was going to be a top five quarterback for the rest of his career.
He's great, though, but he's got nothing around him.
Well, he just has no line.
How do you have Andrew Luck and not have a line?
Because they spent so much trying to get this kid receivers. They wanted him to have, like, the Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne that Peyton did. And Philip Dorsett didn't pan out. All these, you know, T.Y. Hilton did. But they've spent three picks since T.Y. Hilton on wide receiver.
I'd rather have a line.
Totally agree. I mean, you've seen the results of that with your team.
When you got a guy like that, you have to give him a line.
You got it. I mean, that's got
enough time.
Early, too, in his career.
Guys.
He had a good season last year, for sure.
Finally, go to All Comedy T-shirts, and we got stickers now. We've got we're changing the color of the Brontosaurus because people are buying that. So we now made it brown and gray. You guys will love it. Some Brontosaurus stuff. We got stickers, dildo corn stickers, and help support the show. The Patreon is moving. We've done some great shows. And we're going to be doing another one tomorrow, or can you do one tomorrow?
I can't do tomorrow or Thursday.
Who do you got? Who are the big guests we've had recently?
We just had Bobby Lee. It was a lot of fun.
I just listened to that one. When I was out of town. That's maybe the best episode you guys have done.
It's a really good one. Yeah.
That was Josh. We have Josh Denning from the Food Network show. He's really funny. So it was good. It was a good week. Good week. We might start live streaming it, right?
Check out, I just got this tweet from Trump. North Korea will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Doubt it. Just like the wall is going to get built by Mexicans.
No, it's going to get built by Israel.
Just like ISIS is going to get dealt
with. They're
good
at walls, yeah.
Hey, Ari, real quick, what do you think about that law that they're trying to pass that makes it illegal for you to join a boycott of Israel? And it's punishable by, I think, 20 years in jail and $250,000.
Makes it illegal to what? To boycott Israel?
To join any movement that boycotts economically Israel.
Is this a real law or is this some fucking redneck that I think this should be a law and it's not a real thing?
Can you look it up?
It's in America.
It's a real law.
Is this from Chelsea Handler?
They're trying.
Oh, we also have Ari's belt stickers, everybody.
Yeah. Crazy.
Those belt stickers should be scratch and sniff.
I love that. Ari,
What would that smell like, Ari? What's the smell
What
like?
Percentage of this podcast, and we're about to wrap it up, Aaron, what percentage of this podcast has Ari been shitting on?
Ooh, 35%.
35%.
No way. 5 or 6% tops, and that's still a high number.
Yeah, dude, look at that, Ari. What's the name of the Israel Anti-Boycott Act?
Let's see. I don't
know. From whom? When?
Yeah, the only thing I can find is someone who wrote an editorial saying it's a bad idea.
Dude. It's real. The ACLU put something out.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy, dude.
People can put anything up for the bill.
Dude, it's a real bill. Ari, always a pleasure. I think I'm going to try to get out to New York in late September. I'm going to work on it, or early October.
Oh, great.
I'd love to hang out with you again. Guys, fun podcast.
Fun podcast. After football's over, we should do a New York punch drunk thing.
I'm in, dude. Yeah. Or do it during the week.
Yeah, we can do that, too. I could do that. As long as I'm back by Saturday night, I'm gold.
All right, guys, check out the Patreon. Check out Instagram. We'll see you guys next week. We got Bobby Lee coming in.
Bobby Reed. Suck it.